A little later this morning, there will be a big announcement made regarding WXXI and the Little Theater. And here to tell us a little bit more about that announcement is WXXI President Norm Silverstein. Welcome and good morning, Norm.
Good morning, Lachey. And you're right. We will be at the Little Theater about an hour from now for what we do believe will be a very big announcement, a long-term formal affiliation agreement between the Little and WXXI starting early next year. And we believe this is going to be great, a win-win-win for WXXI, Little Theater, and the city of Rochester, an opportunity for us to really strengthen our roots in the cultural district and cultural life of the community, and an opportunity to help sustain the Little Theater, an important part of the East End and the city, for years to come.
This sounds like a little bit of an unusual arrangement. You have a public broadcasting facility combining with a local independent film house. Is this the first of its kind?
It may be the first of its kind with an independent film house. There are a number of public radio and public television stations that have venues. Albany is an example, New York City. Fans of Austin City Limits may know that they have a venue. And there are a couple of other great examples, including World Cafe that comes from WXPN Radio in Philadelphia and is heard every day on WRUR right here, 88.5. They have two venues, but a public broadcasting station and an independent film house, we think we're the first in the country.
Now, has WXXI and the Little Theater collaborated in the past?
Yes, as a matter of fact, we premiered our first widescreen production some years ago, Secret Gardens of Rochester, at the Little Theater. And we've done documentaries at the Little from time to time. But this is an opportunity to really extend that. Right now, WXXI has a community cinema series with Independent Lens. And frankly, people have to come down to the station. We have a pull-down screen in our big studio. It's folding chairs. And we don't even have a decent popcorn machine. So that's the kind of thing that we'll move to the Little Theater. We also see an opportunity for the Little Theater to be perhaps a venue for the Jazz Festival. We can help make that happen. And there are so many other great productions that could be going on there, opera and other documentaries. And we might even use the Little for some of our debates where we need a little bigger venue. So we see an opportunity for WXXI to really help strengthen the life of the Little Theater. We also see opportunities for us to really help the Little, particularly with back office operations.
Let's talk a little bit more about the combining of the resources for these two organizations. How will this work exactly?
It'll be a merger in all but name, and we've already elected five members of the Little Theater board to a new combined board. There'll be an advisory committee. And the one thing that I want to assure everyone is that it will continue to be the place for American independent film and for foreign film. And the people who have been picking those great films will continue to do so. And they will have the same role they've had in the past. And we won't be taking over programming in that sense, although we will look for joint opportunities in the future.
Change can be a little bit worrisome for some people. How are you going to reassure them that these longtime supporters of the Little Theater, that their favorite movie house will be strong moving forward?
Well, first, we're going to keep both brands independent. It'll still be the Little Theater. We'll still be WXXI. Donors can be assured that when they make a contribution to the Little, it will go toward the Little Theater. Same for our donors at WXXI and our members. When you make a contribution, it will continue to go to WXXI. It's going to make a difference is the Little Theater has been sustained by a very dedicated but small staff, and they really could use help in the areas where WXXI is particularly strong. You have to remember the Little Theater has only been a not-for-profit for about a decade. They really haven't had time to build up the membership and sales and back-office operations that WXXI has. By combining those, and this, by the way, will be invisible to patrons, we'll be able to help the Little Theater be on a more stable financial footing, and we can start investing where investments need to be made with handicapped access for some of the theaters that needs to be done in the future with some work on the sign. I mean, it's a terrific block. If you've been over to the East End and you've seen what's going on that street, the Little Theater is really a keystone. It's a very important part of the East End, and we want to make sure that it stays that way and only gets better.
This seems like not just a good fit, but almost a natural fit for WXXI and the Little.
We think it's a little more of a natural fit than it may seem at first. Our missions are actually very compatible. We both provide programming and content to the community. We're both not-for-profits, and we're both locally owned and operated and dedicated to improving the life of the community. So it's a better fit than you might think. You know, what is a public broadcasting station and a film house going to do together? We see it as an opportunity to do great things together.
How long has this been in the works?
Believe it or not, we've been talking for almost 8 months, and the reason for that is that there's so many legal things that have to go on in the background, and we were really fortunate that we got a grant from the United Way Synergy Fund. They're encouraging more not-for-profits to look for ways to work together. And with that grant, we were able to bring in help from the New York Council on Nonprofits, and they really helped work out the details. Without NICON, we wouldn't have been able to have really pulled this off.
And what about here at home at WXXI? Is there a level of excitement about this?
Yeah, we're really excited about it. We can't wait for it to happen. Like I said, we've never had a great popcorn machine, and the little theater's got the best popcorn in the city. But more seriously, we really see some opportunities to do great things together. We want to help strengthen the Little's membership. We want to make sure that people see only positive changes on the screen there. And we see opportunities to do things at the Little together that neither organization could have done in the past. So I would say keep watching.
All right, and the formal announcement is later this morning.
Yeah, it's coming up at about 10 o'clock. We've got people from both the WXXI and Little Boards. We'll all be down at the Little Theater in Theater 1, and we're going to talk to the press, talk to the public, and let people know the kind of exciting projects that we're going to be doing together. And we really do see this as perhaps a model for other not-for-profits. You know, it's tough times for not-for-profits. That's no secret. And around the country, people have been looking for ways to work together. Even in public broadcasting, we've been working on consolidating some of our backroom operations. So we see this as an opportunity to show that two not-for-profits in a community can combine forces, be more efficient, and provide better services.
All right. The Little Theater and WXXI coming together to make the public broadcasting family a little bit larger. Norm Silverstein, the president of WXXI, here to tell you a little bit more about that merger, and we'll keep you updated as the plans continue to come out.
And we appreciate the opportunity to talk to you. And again, we'll be looking forward to extending our educational services, adding complimentary program, documentaries, news, even some children's events. And we're really going to have a great diverse staff skill set that we believe is going to strengthen both organizations in the future. And again, we hope this is going to be an opportunity to model some great collaborative behavior for our community and perhaps for other not-for-profits across the country.
Wonderful. Thanks so much for being here this morning, Norm. We appreciate it.